Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today. You know, almost every week I reference something in regards to weather as I start out this program. And this week I'm going to actually focus on some weather tools, but it sure has been nice to see the moisture we got over the last week and certainly gives us maybe a little bit more optimism as we go into planting season. So I want to talk about planting this week, but not necessarily in regards to moisture, but in regards to soil temperature. You know, for most every crop, there is some level of a minimum soil temperature. It's not maybe exact, but there's some minimum soil temperature that we would like to plant seeds at so that we don't get planting problems that can result from cooler than optimal conditions. So for example, like in field corn, we're looking at a soil temperature in the 50 to 55 degree range. Hopefully that's trending upward. That's just sort of a ballpark that we shoot for. If we're a vegetable gardener, we're growing cucumbers, muskmelons, something along those lines, we often want to wait until soil temperatures approach maybe 60 degrees Fahrenheit. If we want to get an early start in the garden, peas are one of those crops that we normally start with, and generally we can plant those as soon as soil temperatures are at the 40 degree range. Now, waiting to plant until soil conditions are in these ranges doesn't always give us, you know, perfection of a stand, if you will, but it does help to provide an opportunity for those plants to quickly germinate and begin growing, and hopefully do so with less potential for growth and development issues that occur when plants germinate in cooler than desirable soils and hurt that optimum growth. Let's say you've got an individual site, you want to go out there with a thermometer each day, you want to try to monitor what those soil temperatures are doing today and then kind of get some sort of trend. You can do that with a thermometer. It's pretty easy to do if that thermometer is calibrated fairly well, if you're consistent about going out there mid to late morning on a daily basis and kind of recording that temperature and seeing what those trends are, then that can work great. But that's not possible for everybody. We may not be home, may not be able to do that consistently, or we just don't want to take the time to mess with that. Then one resource that might be available to help you out is the soil temperature tool available from the Kansas Mesonet. Now, the Kansas Mesonet is simply a group of weather stations all across the state of Kansas. And each of these stations has not only soil temperature measures, but also soil moisture measurements, precipitation measurements, wind measurements, a lot of different tools. But we're focusing on that soil temperature one this morning, and I'm going to focus on four different sites that we can maybe look at to give us a general idea as to what our local soil temperature might be. There's stations for our area in Northeast Kansas located in Silver Lake, Oskaloosa, Hiawatha, and Corning. You can access data at these sites at any time. Recordings of that data is done on a regular basis, and then we can go access that information to help us make some of those planting decisions, or at least give us an idea as to what ballpark we might be in to start making some of those decisions. So, for example, this afternoon as I record this, Friday, March the 25th at 2:15 in the afternoon, soil temperatures are in the low 40s for each of those four sites. Now, that seems great. If those were going upwards, we'd be very confident about going out and getting something planted and that those plants would come up in a timely manner and maybe not have seedling blight diseases, those sorts of things. But they haven't been. You know, we got cool, damp conditions over the last week that has dropped soil temperatures. That soil temperature has actually declined in the last 4 to 5 days. And so that gives us maybe a little bit of pause to maybe take an opportunity for those soils to start warming back up, giving us an upward trend to reach those levels we want to so that we can get optimum germination. Now, if you're a real weather buff, you want to dig into that deeper, you can certainly go hour by hour. But those general numbers at that soil temperature page give us a really good place to start. So where can you find that? You know, there's a lot of information available at the Kansas Mesonet. You can find that at mesonet.k-state.edu. Mesonet is M-E-S-O-N-E-T. Just get on that site and you will come to a page that gives you a map. It's going to give you some wind speed information, temperature information, and a 24-hour precipitation measure, which is great in and of itself. From there, you'll be able to access additional things. You can go up to the upper left-hand corner and find the weather tab and then soil temperature. And at each individual site across the state, there will be a soil temperature measurement. You can click on the station that you want, whatever station might be closest to you or you think is the most applicable. You can click on that site and you can find out exactly what that soil temperature is. If you want to dig again a little bit deeper, you can actually see what that soil temperature has done over the last week via a chart. And you can even scroll over that chart and go hour by hour to see what those temperatures have done, which might actually be helpful later on, especially if we have temperatures that drop after planting or we have growth and development issues. If you're interested in that tool, again, check it out at mesonet.k-state.edu. Mesonet is M-E-S-O-N-E-T. Or drop me a line if you want. dhallaue@ksu.edu is my email. I'd be glad to walk you through that. You can contact me at any of our Extension District offices as well. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. This has been David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today.